WBAL, this is Sportsline. And right now, let's bring in the Ravens beat writer for the Baltimore Sun, a very busy man these days, Jeff Zrebeck. Jeff, how are you?
Hey, Brad, what's going on?
Well, it's been a busy few days for you, I know, and the news for the Ravens injury report, not good, and Ray Lewis, season over. Any word on when that surgery will be and what's next as far as him addressing the topic of would he return next season?
No, I reached out to the Ravens, and they've made it pretty clear that Ray is not going to be talking to the media for a little while on that. So I know he's having the surgery. I mean, that's a formality with that type of injury. And I don't think you'll see any proclamations from Ray Lewis about what's going to happen in his future until he starts going through the rehab and getting ready, to see where he's at. I have not talked to one person who thinks this is the end for Ray Lewis, but this would just be speculation at this point because he has not addressed it, and I don't think he plans to for a little while.
As far as what the Ravens are going to do at cornerback and at inside linebacker, let's start with inside linebacker. Mm-hmm. We talked about this yesterday with John Harbaugh. They had some practice with a lot of the same personnel last year when Lewis missed four games. Now, that defense, people forget, had Corey Redding and Terrell Suggs and Jarrett Johnson. And those three guys alone were able to, I think, help the Ravens get through a period without Lewis. The defense was in a much better spot, not even close to where it is right now, losing Lewis.
Yeah, there's no question. And some of the people that kind of criticize Dean Pease, the defense that he has is not the one that they had last year. It's not even close.
Not even close.
You look at the youth at different positions and, you look at different things and some of the injuries they now have to deal with. And it's night and day. Now, Jameel McClain will move into the middle and play and take Ray Lewis's spot. And then Danelle Ellerby will probably play on the weak side. And they'll be on the field pretty much the whole time as long as they're healthy. I think Ian Badesio will play a little in passing downs. And I think there's a possibility of moving Albert McClellan inside a little. But that's going to take some people getting back first because they're pretty thin on the outside linebacker spot still too. So, everything's going to be juggled, and they're going to need these guys to step up. They drafted these guys for a reason. It is a little daunting, Brett, when you think about it. And then they're two inside linebackers, or your starting outside linebacker were all undrafted free agents into the organization. So,
yeah, amazing.
That just goes to show you what the job they kind of do in recruiting and scouting.
Yeah, to me, I don't see how you blame Dean Pease for this. Forget the fact the personnel is never the same, but the guys they lost last year, the injury to Suggs, these are not ways you can make – there's no coordinator in the history of football that makes up for that kind of lost talent. And then, let's face it, the inside of that defense along the defensive line, Art Jones, Pernell McPhee, that group, they're getting Terrence Cody, they're getting blown off the line of scrimmage right now. Blown off the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, just not getting it done. I mean, they rallied to Ray Lewis's defense last week and basically said, it's our inside guys. This isn't a number 52 problem. I'm sure there's a little of everything going on. But, look at some of the holes that Felix Jones and whoever Tanner is, and DeMarco Murray, and those guys. Look at some of the holes those guys are running through. I mean, they weren't even there was very little resistance until the second level. So it's going to start with them, those guys having to play better. Terrence Cody, this was supposedly a big year for him. He came in good shape. The results haven't been there. They were excited about Kimoyatu. He made a few tackles the other day, but they're looking for a little more consistency. And McPhee struggled against the run, and Art Jones hasn't made much of an impact. They just need a lot more from these guys. These are guys that were counting on before, even Ray Lewis was injured. And now that he's injured, they're really going to have to step up their game.
Do you see the Ravens adding a free agent at either corner or linebacker?
Yeah, I could see it. For now, I think Bobby Rainey, they announced that he took the one roster spot, and it seems like the other roster spot could be the activation of Terrell Suggs, and that'll be created when Ray Lewis goes on season-ending IR, and it seems like they're ready to start activating him and getting him in practicing and that kind of stuff. I think, they had some tryouts today. There was at least one cornerback at one of the tryouts. I think they're looking to see what's out there. It's been quiet, though. You feared this would happen because they've had during the season, obviously the Suggs injury was in the offseason, but during the season they've been so lucky health-wise, and no team is able to go through the entire season with this good luck and that good health. And you just you worried. You knew, you know, you worried that one of these days was coming. But this certainly was a really tough hit to take with, you know, two of your best players on the defensive side of the ball getting season-ending injuries.
There's no question about it. And as bad as the Ravens' defense had been, realistically, Jeff, when you look at the AFC, if the Ravens keep Webb and Lewis healthy and you have Suggs coming back and he's anywhere close to the player we know he can be, this is a team that's going to compete for home field advantage throughout and a chance to go to the Super Bowl. Period, end of story, when you look at the rest of the AFC.
Yeah, well, I mean, who if you're a Raven fan, are you afraid of right now? I mean, you know, there's a whole lot of mediocrity in the AFC, and, you know, you had to feel good about the chances, even if, you know, there's a loss this weekend in, you know, in Houston. 5-2 heading a bye week with matchups, favorable matchups against Oakland and Cleveland. We know the NFL, you can't count anything as a W, but you have to feel pretty good. They've dominated Cleveland. I can't remember the last time they've lost to them, and Oakland's really struggling and have to come into, you know, to M&T Bank. So you feel good. You feel good about sitting at 7-2 through nine games and competing for home field advantage throughout. Yeah, and then this is a blow. There's no question about it, and they're going to have to figure out a way to stop it. But even if Ray Lewis and Lardarius Webb were healthy heading into this week, they have to figure out something on defense, because, you know, the long tradition here of great defenses, that, you know, this is not early anymore. You know, we're talking this many, you know, we're talking week seven heading into, and they're ranked 26th in the NFL in defense. And I don't think there's one person in that building will say that's acceptable.
Yeah, that is definitely true. Jeff Zrebeck, Ravens beat writer for the Sun with us here. And why Bobby Rainey? Why bring another running back to this active roster?
That surprised me, Brett. I'm going to be honest, and we don't have access, you know, to Coach Harbaugh today and to some of the team officials. So that probably will be a question that'll have to be answered tomorrow. Obviously, Lardarius Webb is one of the returners, and Rainey does some returning. I don't know if that's the case. I don't know if it's a special teams issue here. I'm not sure why it would be, considering that, you know, it's not like Lardarius Webb or Ray Lewis playing the coverage team. So that's a question that I'd like to ask tomorrow, because, you know, I thought maybe you'd see Josh Bynes get activated to give you another middle linebacker type. And I thought maybe you'd see, you know, that maybe them pick up somebody in the, you know, a cornerback or some and put him on the active roster. But they haven't done either yet. We'll wait and see, because they have another move up their sleeve with Ray Lewis going IR.
And to that end, what is the latest on Suggs and his progression moving forward? Is there any sort of timetable?
I don't think so. I mean, I'm sure Terrell Suggs has a day in mind. It looks like there's a good chance he'll practice this week. But, you know, there's not going to be any heavy contact. It's going to be really light, just getting back in the swing of things, knocking off a little rust. Nothing with him practicing will change his timetable. I say the earliest I would expect to see him is the Raiders game. I mean, maybe you could make a case if he has a good couple weeks of practice with the bye coming up, you get him back to that Browns game. But there's nobody from Terrell's people to the Ravens who are going to risk a franchise cornerstone coming back too early, especially in the position they're in. So I think they're going to err on the side of caution. I still think you're looking mid to late November.
Interesting stuff from Jeff Zrebeck, Ravens beat writer for the Baltimore Sun. Jeff, I will see you tomorrow at the Under Armour Performance Center.
Looking forward to it, Brad. Have a good night.
That's Jay-Z, and we're back with more next here on WBA.